Well, the Kurdistan referendum on independence is scheduled for Monday the 25th, and the KRG, or Kurdistan Regional Government, has, according to MSU political science professor Dr. David Romano, been very careful and moderate in their foreign policy, but are now making a big strategic move. And as Dr. Romano, let me go ahead and just let you talk about the fact that every year you bring in a guest speaker, and we have a special guest speaker in the studio with us this morning.
Sure. Every year, or every semester, we bring in a speaker. And this time, we didn't just get a speaker to say a bit to us about the upcoming referendum.
To talk about politics specifically, right?
Exactly. Usually it's all politics, but this time we got music as well, because we have Mr. Kak Abdullah from the Kurdistan Regional Government Representation Office in Washington, who's a cultural diplomat, focusing on music, the arts, archaeology, and so forth. And he's here with us, and he's going to speak this evening about Kurdistan, the referendum, but also play traditional Kurdish music for us.
Well, he brought his oud with him. He is, by training, a professional traditional oud player. We'll have to talk about exactly what the oud is. It's kind of a lute on steroids, in a way. It's a gorgeous instrument. But Mr. Abdullah, you are a director of culture and community affairs at the KRG mission in Washington, and does that take you all over the United States doing things basically like this, these sorts of cultural programs?
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Yes, of course.
This morning, and I appreciate your time, and thank you very much, David, for introducing me with this beautiful radio station. Yes, kind of. Mm. We do this a lot around the state, and what we do actually promoting our culture identity, our identity through culture, through art. So by organizing festivals, film festivals, by organizing concerts, exhibitions, art exhibitions. Today I'm here with my oud, and this evening at 5 o'clock we have a concert, solo concert. And I'll be more than happy to introduce oud to Springfield and tell them how this instrument work and why Kurt's using it and when we start using it.
And basically you'll be going from 5 to about 6:30. This will be in the Craig Hall Coger Theater. It is free and open to the public starting at 5 o'clock this afternoon. And let's talk about the oud. And basically, if you've never seen one, it's a pear-shaped, lute-like string instrument. This particular one that you play has 12 strings, and it's part of what is known as the chordophone family of instruments. Yes. And I mean, the history of the oud goes back literally centuries, actually goes back millennia. Yes. 5,000 years this thing has been around?
There is a lot of different research. The research we actually believed as a musician, we think, is a 3,300 BC.
Okay.
So the Sumerian time, they used it first when they start having civilization. So the oud, it was in this shape before. If you go back to history and have photos, they thought that the oud was a little bit, the fender was a little bit longer, had different shape before, and
The modern lute has a very short fretboard.
Short fretboard, and also this is actually the actual design oud today.
I'm going to actually get a picture of it.
Will you?
this is live, folks. So I'm taking a couple of photos here. You know, you can turn her back around to the other side, and we can put these up on our website at ksmu.org, and you can see exactly what Mr. Abdullah is going to be playing.
So the one I'm holding it is about 15 years old, oud, and
the workmanship is gorgeous on the thing.
Exactly. And used to be 5 strings, but in this century, actually, they added one another string, which gives you more flexibility and octave to play more kind of sound of it.
And so basically double string. So you might think of it almost in some ways like a 12-string guitar. in that regard.
Yeah, back in the day, there were no microphones. There were no speakers.
Right.
So they thought about it, how to make
how to project
sound,
the sound more.
Project
yeah,
sound
better.
More. So they thought if they have two strings, when they play, it's more echo, it's more sounds to be heard. So
basically, an instrument, as you say, it developed in Sumerian times, and so it covers more or less the Middle Eastern area, as well as Turkey and Greece. And
there's many now become actually a worldwide instrument, not only Turk and Arab and Kurds, they use it today.
Right.
Armenian, they use it very well.
Right.
Azerbaijan, they use it very well.
Throughout North Africa, too.
Greek, they use it very well. Mm-hmm. So there are some countries in Africa, they use it really well. So now, well known, you know, people, actually musicians now, they're trying to find out, and there's a lot of interest in the art institute around the world to put it in a program. And I could say that the Egyptian people, they used it very well back in a couple hundred years ago.
Right.
So they really take big credit out of this.
Well, if you don't mind, let's hear something that you can play for us on this instrument.
Be more than happy.
Thank you.
So what we have with oud, it's a quarter tone. It's not just a sharp and flat.
It's not the usual Western
sort
of tuning.
So if it does not make sense to any musicians here, it does make a lot of sense for us. So I just want to mention
What I hear in that song actually is basically a almost a Western D minor tonality.
Exactly.
So,
I'm trying to make it a little bit closer so people get a taste of it.
And people probably appreciate that. But do you also give demonstrations of the quarter tone sounds as well? So,
more than happy.
Sure. Thank you. that is a sample of the oud. Najat Abdullah, he is a director of culture and community affairs at the Kurdistan Regional Government's Mission in Washington, and he is here in Springfield to play a concert on the Middle Eastern, or in this case, the Kurdish oud. It's very important to you to spread Kurdish culture through music and the arts, and that is your focus at the mission in Washington. Yes. And that he is here, and you actually, Dr. David Romano from Political Science Department here at Missouri State has brought Mr. Abdullah here, and you said to me before we went on the air, you had already been at Evangel University talking to students yesterday, correct?
Yes, sir.
And
we had a great.
Did you play a concert over there as well? Or
I played, yeah. I explained what is this instrument and how old is this instrument, and we really enjoyed it. And they learned, actually, I learned from them as well. It's so nice when you see the young students, they have desire for different culture and they're trying to learn more about other culture.
No doubt. Interesting, penetrating questions that they ask you.
Yeah.
Well, there will be time for questions and answers this afternoon, too, here
Absolutely.
At MSU.
Absolutely.
Well, Dr. Romano, every semester brings in a special guest speaker for the Political Science Department, and we have a guest musician this time with Mr. Najat Abdullah, and he will be performing a free concert starting at 5 this afternoon in Craig Hall Coger Theater, free and open to the public. It'll go about 90 minutes or so. And if you'd like information, I guess people can call your office at 836-6957.
Yes.
What is there online about this right now?
We have it announced on the Political Science of Missouri State University
okay.
blog and website, and there's posters around town.
Right. Well, all right. We appreciate you gentlemen coming in this morning, and it is gorgeous. You talk about the quarter tones. I've been a shortwave listener for 50 years, so I'm music like that's not unfamiliar to me, to my ear anyway, but it may be kind of unfamiliar to some people, but I think people will learn a lot. They'll learn a lot about the instrument. They'll learn about the Kurds and the Kurdish culture, and feel free to ask Mr. Abdullah questions after he plays this afternoon and evening. Well, anyway, thank you for being here. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Have we left anything out that people might need to know about this?
Just come and enjoy and bring questions about Kurdistan, music, whatever people like.
That is at 5 o'clock tonight in Craig Hall Coger Theater. All right, gentlemen, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.